Hey, so you know that GameStop thing in the stock market? That's crazy, right? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. If you follow financial markets or Reddit or maybe video games, you probably know that all three of those things merged this week in a hail of fire and rocket emoji. Simplest possible version of what happened: several big hedge funds shorted GameStop stock. That is, they bet it would go down. There's a group on Reddit called Wall Street Bets, and they weren't having it. Many of them decided to buy GameStop, causing its share price to go up. Way up. Now, GameStop is up over 1,000% this month. The hedge funds that shorted it are losing billions, and the Wall Street Bets community has moved on to buying Nokia and AMC stocks, and who knows what's next. Edward Ongweso has been following this for Vice.
I think part of it is, like, you know, now that they see that they or feel that they can have an outsized influence, you know, there is a lot more chance for them to push and for other people to listen to. Other social media traders, other personalities are now tuned into this, and there become cycles of hype or attention generated from this community that otherwise wouldn't have been there. An amplification effect that's new.
You know, this has, in a weird way, shades of Gamergate. We've seen hedge fund managers get doxxed. There's this kind of harassment campaign that seems to be accompanying some of this. And I wonder, where's the mob going to go next? And is that a question we should be asking?
Yeah, you know, I think this seems to have raised in some people's eyes a dream, right, of a decentralized network of people who can organize and take down a hedge fund or take down a company. But this also, as you said and pointed out, does have echoes of Gamergate, I guess, in the sense that well-off trolls who can, you know, target, harass, and go after people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that there's a culture in these online communities where the edginess or the rebellious energy does result in backlash that continually escalates, right? And in this instance, it's targeted against Wall Street short sellers. I think it's best to see this, yeah, you know, as just another one of the ways in which when people get angry enough and upset enough and hurt enough, they can lash out and hurt someone, especially if everything is in place to do so.
The other side of this coin is that there are also people on these forums who are like, look, I lost my job in the pandemic. No government stimulus came. The stock market's just gone up and up and up, and people keep getting rich. And this is my chance to make a little money, and that they should kind of get to do that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there is a real redistribution, billions of dollars going to people who otherwise wouldn't get to, especially inside of an economic and financial system, which is irrational, full of bubbles, but only a few people have the resources or the information or the time to take advantage of, whereas everyone else is told that they're not allowed to. I mean, there is a lot of reason for someone to want to say, hey, like, you know, let's just blow up this hedge fund's position and make some money and have some fun and make some friends, you know, while doing it.
Edward Ongweso is a reporter at Vice. In case you're wondering how big a deal this is, Fed Chair Jerome Powell had a press conference Wednesday, and the first question was about GameStop. And now for some related links. The frenzy over all of this was so intense Wednesday that Reddit itself crashed for a little while as millions of people piled into the Wall Street Bets channel. And by the end of Wednesday, the group had been set to private. And I cannot wait to hear the backstory on that move. Schwab, Fidelity, Robinhood, TD Ameritrade, and several others experienced outages as trading on GameStop and AMC in particular went bananas. And yes, of course, there's a bit of a tie-in to Robinhood here, because the app that made it easy and free to trade and forced everyone else to make it free and easy to trade definitely democratized access to stock trading and, combined with social media, opened up access to information that had previously been enjoyed only by financial analysts and the funds that keep their stock picking and stock shorting sauce mostly secret. This, friends, is what disruption looks like. However, disruption is not always pretty. The Wall Street Bets subreddit is definitely not always a nice place to be. Its tagline, after all, is, like 4chan found a Bloomberg terminal. Edward Ongweso described it as pretty toxic. So much so, in fact, that in a bit of interesting timing, Discord on Wednesday actually banned the Wall Street Bets Discord server for repeatedly allowing hate speech and other discriminatory content. At least some of the disruption may have just been deplatformed. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.